Prince George's, one of the wealthiest black counties in the U.S., has been the hardest hit in Maryland by the coronavirus pandemic and its economic fallout. But some of the county's black homeowners are still trying to recover from the 2008-2009 economic crisis. WAMU's Dominique Maria Benesi reports.
Let me refresh your memory of what happened during the subprime mortgage crisis a decade ago. The banks targeted homeowners for predatory loans with high interest rates and ballooning payments that were designed to fail. In 2013, Maryland was third in the nation for foreclosures, and the county was first in the state. The county doesn't have exact figures on how many foreclosures were due to subprime loans, but experts with the county's NAACP say the majority of the more than 3,000 homeowners facing foreclosure in 2019 were targeted by the banks. Black homeowners like Michelle Quarles Washington are still trying to fight their predatory loans and wrongful foreclosures that date back years. I paid a visit to Quarles Washington's home in Upper Marlboro.
We had this house built for the family and my children.
So you intended for this to be your home sweet home?
Yes.
We talk in the shade of a large tree. She and her family bought their large brick house back in 1994.
We love the location. We love the neighbors here. And this is home.
In 2008, the family refinanced with their lender, Wells Fargo Bank.
Unfortunately, that was when they gave us these very bad loans, which is a pick-up payment interest-only loan.
In 2009, Quarles Washington came out on disability from her job with the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. 6 years later, her husband lost his job, but they were still able to afford their interest-only payments. Their monthly payment rose from about $1,800 at the beginning of 2014 to about $2,200 less than 2 years later. It didn't occur to the family until 2016, when they received a notice with intent to foreclose, that they had been the targets of predatory lending. During the pandemic, the family is still trying to fight the foreclosure in circuit court.
It's been very tough because, a lot of businesses were shut down. You couldn't get in touch with certain people. So it's been very, very tough on the family.
The current moratorium on evictions prevents the family from being kicked out of their house for now. Liz Johnson with the county's NAACP is working to help homeowners stay in their homes.
It's going to be mayhem. They don't have jobs. A lot of them don't have income and can't pay their mortgages. It's going to be 2008 all back over again.
Johnson, a resident of Temple Hill, started the nonprofit Strategic Housing Solutions in 2017 to help homeowners attend mediation hearings with the banks. Oftentimes, when a homeowner gets a foreclosure notice from the banks, they see three options: either pay the debt in its entirety, leave their home, or modify their mortgage if they can. Johnson says what homeowners don't realize is that the banks are at fault for the wrongful predatory loan foreclosure.
And they just run roughshod and just steal away your constitutional rights to a fair trial and to be able to face your accuser. None of that's happened for us.
Johnson hired Beth Jacobson, a paralegal and expert witness who formerly worked as a lending agent for Wells Fargo Bank. Jacobson says there are multiple barriers for homeowners in these cases to get a fair shake in court.
The uphill battle is getting the judge to understand, because they're so ready just to always call the homeowner a deadbeat and rule in favor of the bank.
One of the biggest obstacles is getting a hearing in Prince George's County Circuit Court. Kelly Baker, an attorney representing county homeowners, says the court has had a backlog of foreclosure cases since 2008.
There's more of a bias in Prince George's County because there's one judge, they get all the cases, and there's an agenda. Whereas if it was spread across all 23 judges, perhaps there would be a fair chance.
A spokesperson for the court wrote in an email that the court does have resources necessary to handle the foreclosures in a timely manner. But Johnson says the real problem is getting the state legislature to change laws in order for the court to litigate these predatory loan foreclosures fairly.
I would love for the legislature to introduce laws that would make the people who are foreclosing, make them prove that they have a right to foreclose.
Without legislative oversight in the courts, Prince George's black homeownership rate will remain well under the white homeownership rate. In the long term, Johnson says, wrongful foreclosures could adversely affect the county's black generational wealth. For WAMU, I'm Dominique Maria Benesi.
WAMU 88.5 is your listener-supported NPR news station in the greater Washington, D.C. region. And you can support the regional coverage that matters to this community by becoming a member today. Click the donate button at WAMU.org, and thank you.